Gliding across to her big chair, the abbess put on a mock frown. Silence fell in the hall like a stone. Miriam waited until two small fat moles pulled her chair back so she could sit. Tucking paws into her sleeves, she remained standing, gazing out across the four square set tables. Candle and lantern lights twinkled against spotless white linen. Posies of buttercup, king cup, daisy and apple blossom lay wreathed amid the festive fare. Bunfold's great cake dominated all. It stood above the fresh loaves of wheat, oat and barley bread, golden brown crusts glowing. Cheeses lay sliced and quartered, coloured from deep yellow through to pale white. Woodland trifles topped with honey cream jostled for position among carrot flans, water shrimp and mushroom pasties, spring vegetable soup and the favourites of moles, deeper than ever turnip and tater and beetroot pie. Latticed fruit tarts sat alongside fruit pies and apple cream puddings. To refresh the palate, there was old cider, October ale, cellar-cooled mint tea, fizzy strawberry cordial, and dandelion burdock cup. And still, all was silence as Abbess Miriam stared severely about her, repeating aloud the red wall grace for the occasion.
This feast we've made to remember you, who made our abbey great. Comrades stout of heart and true, beloved by valorous fate. Dinny, Gonf and Columbine, good Martin and Abbess Germain, I raise to you this glass of wine, and to others too many to name. So join me, friends, this toast I call, Red Wall heroes, one and all.
The last line was echoed by every beast. A sip was taken from each drink. Still the silence held under Miriam's stern gaze. Suddenly, she winked and flashed a swift smile.
Well, I don't know about you lot, but I'm starving.
Amid applause and roars of laughter, she sat down. Then the Feast of the Red Wall Heroes was begun. Not half a league away, the night foliage of Mossflower rustled, and a stream bank came alive. By the light of a silver half moon, 100 creatures readied their weapons. Heartwood turned to a huge brawny otter who had sprung from the water armed with javelin and sling.
Your warriors ready, Skipper Joe,
he said. Rocks clacked in the big fellow's sling pouch as he patted it.
Right as rain and fierce as thunder, matey.